And so to the final section of Friday evening's programme and album reviews as usual. First up, dance floor diva and fashion icon Roisin Murphy is back with the magnificently titled fifth solo album, Roisin Machine. Working Men's Club created quite a stir after a bidding war amongst record labels when they emerged from their Manchester base early last year. Their debut album is out today. It's called Working Men's Club, as is the band. Finally, to keep you in a dancing mood, kind of, I think, for the weekend, Groove Armada, back with their first album in 10 years. It's called Edge of the Horizon. Kellyanne Byrne, Eamon Sweeney have been listening. And let's start with Roisin Murphy. Roisin Machine is the album. And here's a track called Narcissus. I hold you dear, the saddest story ever told. A narcissist glory to be all alone when I could show. Yes, Roisin Murphy there, and Narcissus, the title of the track from her new album, Roisin Machine. As I said, Kellyanne Byrne and Eamon Sweeney are two reviewers this evening, and we were dancing along in studio, yeah. Kellyanne, to that for sure.
A lot
of chair dancing going on. It strikes me about Roisin Murphy, at one level, you listen to it musically and you think, oh, this is, yeah, these are all, you know, get out on the floor stuff.
Yeah.
But there's always something else going on with Roisin Murphy.
Absolutely. I think, you know, that's actually one of the greatest things about this record is when you listen, you're like, oh, yeah, so much of this will fit in a club. And she said it's an homage to her clubbing days. But that said, there's a melancholy there. There's a melancholy there on records like Something More, which is about the idea that no matter what we have in life, we're never satisfied. And, you know, so it's like I've 10 men in my bed, I'm eating in the finest restaurants and I still want something more. There's a melancholy to simulation and even to the tracks about relationships, incapable and jealousy. So I feel like it's a very autobiographical record.
Yeah. And then that she manages to do this thing of talking about her life. But it never sounds confessional, Eamon Sweeney. I think it's safe to say you don't get all that, you know, you're not that there's a being confessional is necessarily bad, but, you know, it's not self-indulgent in any way or shape or form. That really struck me. And this is a woman who has outlived, you know, the dance duo Moloko in the 1990s, which was all about dance. She just brings it to a new place and she's done it again in this album.
Oh, absolutely. I would. Overpowered was a very, very strong record. But that's going back to 2007. And then around 2015, then she did kind of like two albums in the lover space of the year, Hairless Toys and Take Her Up to Monto. So it's been, you know, a relatively short wait of 4 years. But in terms of the production and the sound, and think that the first two tracks, I think, are absolutely stunning. And the way that they segue into each other completely seamlessly. I think a lot of credit there due to a guy called Richard Barrett. Not Richard Boyd Barrett, by the way. DJ Parrish is kind of a pseudonym. Think of Richard Boyd Barrett with an eye patch and maybe a parrot on his shoulder. He's been pals with Roisin way back since the Moloko days. And it's a collaboration that they've kind of reignited here. And yeah, it works magnificently.
And in fact, those opening three tracks, Simulation, Kingdom of Ends and Something More, they're all songs. Is Simulation maybe 8 minutes long, I think?
Simulation is 8 minutes, 30 seconds.
Kingdom of Ends is 6 minutes. Something More is 7 minutes. That's like a big set.
Yeah.
You'd be tired after dancing to the three of those.
But it shows what balls she has as an artist to open.
To do that as an
to
opener.
To do that. Yeah. In particular, Simulation as an opener. Mm. 8 minutes, 30 seconds, minimal record. She's got so much guts.
Well, she also has guts to, I think, some of the titles here. I know you weren't particularly fond of Shellfish Mademoiselle. I thought it was a witty title, Eamon. But let us go to the one that I think we'll all agree on is probably the best title on the, apart from the album title itself, Roisin Machine, a track called Murphy's Law.
Thank you.
my favourite title, Murphy's Law from Roisin Murphy and Roisin Machine. We are just loving it here in studio, Eamon. What is your overall judgment on this album? Is it going to solidify your position? I think it is, as a star. And how many stars from you, Eamon Sweeney, first?
Oh, I would go 3.5. I do think it's an excellent album. I don't think it quite hits the peak of Overpowered, or I'm a big fan of Take Her Up to Monta, which is the weird experimental one, which probably speaks more about me rather than Roisin Murphy. But yeah, 3.5.
A solid 3.5 then for me. I think yours is more than solid.
Yeah,
Kellyanne Byrne.
I think it's her finest record to date, and I gave it 5 out of 5.
Five out of five. From Kellyanne Byrne. There you go. Roisin Murphy and Roisin Machine. I suppose it was Murphy's Law. We were going to get a 5 out of 5 tonight. I'm here all week. 3.5 from Eamon. I'll tell you what, we're going to talk about two other albums, Working Men's Club and Groove Armada, in a couple of minutes' time. And so Roisin Murphy's Roisin Machine getting 3.5 out of 5 from Eamon Sweeney, 5 out of 5 from Kellyanne Byrne. Kellyanne said to me during the ad break, Eamon, that she might talk to you during the next two reviews because you only gave it 3.5. So hopefully I can settle matters between the two of you. Working Men's Club is the name of a quartet from the north of England. Yeah. Made something of a splash when they arrived on the British music scene in 2019. Ones to watch, that famous phrase was used for about them in the Guardian list for 2019. And their self-titled debut album is released today. 18-year-old Sydney Minsky Sargent is at the heart of
what
all
a name.
Of this.
Yeah. What a name. Yeah.
Tell us about him, and he's talking about Yorkshire and growing up in Yorkshire. That's basically what we're talking about here, Kellyanne.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so he's, as you say, he's just 18 years old, and much of the record is really about growing up in Todmorden, I believe is the name of the town. Mm-hmm. Small town in Yorkshire with very little going on, and I guess as a teenager he felt quite suffocated, and so that's running through the entire album. But I'm just really astounded at his musical ability and his ability as a songwriter at just 18 years old. It's really phenomenal.
Are you more in accord on this album? I think you may well be, Eamon.
Yeah, I really like it. For a guy so young, as Kellyanne was just saying, the dizzying range of influences. I hear bits of Soft Cell, The Fall, A Guy Called Gerald, A Certain Ratio, The Human League, 808 State, and just a kind of with their own twist on it. Like, you know, for somebody that young to have that breadth of musical knowledge. And they're kind of joined, they're teenagers, a girl called Mairead O'Connor, who definitely sounds like she's got Irish roots, from the band called the Moon Landings, this kind of crazy psychedelic band. She has joined the band, and this seems to have given them I suppose a bit more street cred in a way. And there's been an A&R signing war over them at the Great Escape at Brighton there last year, which is kind of the main kind of hotbed for emerging young talent in the UK. They were the complete talk of the town. Their live show that obviously we're not going to see anytime soon apparently is amazing. The Sydney Minsky Sargent gives it socks and apparently takes his top off a lot and gets up close and personal with members of the crowd. Obviously very not quite social distancing friendly, so I don't think we're going to see them maybe in an Irish venue anytime soon, but a really good record.
Alright,
unbelievable.
Let's listen to the opening record, which is called Valleys. Why is the darkness so strong? I'm feeling broken again. So many points to goodbye. Each you describe has no sense. Oh, I was so glad. I was just about to speak when that wonderful Cynthy vibe came in there. And that's
unbelievable.
Yeah, a track called Valleys, the opening track. In fact, it opens a lot slower than that. It kind of builds before it gets to that full-on dance version that we're getting there. Is it more than a dance album, or is it essentially just a dance, Eamon Sweeney?
I don't really see it as purely a kind of a club album. Like the last track goes on for about 12 minutes. Yeah. It's very much a wig out. It's obviously the thing they probably closed their live show on, and it's kind of becomes a bit of a jam. A bit unnecessary, probably the weakest point in the album, and you really want an album to kind of finish on a high when it's that good. Be My Guest, I thought was a very interesting track. And any band that calls a song John Cooper Clarke is pretty good in my book. You know?
That's one of the best songs on it, actually.
Yeah. Do they use his? Are they his words? Or are they? Do we know? Are they John Cooper Clarke's words? It's kind of a spoken word track, really, isn't it? That
I
track?
Don't know. Is it, Eamon? I'm not sure.
To the best of my knowledge, now just kind of reading about it, it's just a homage.
Like, an homage to John.
They're in good company. Arctic Monkeys, famously, kind of like that's well documented. Yeah. And I'm reading the John Cooper Clarke. Autobiography at the moment. It's wonderful.
There you go. So, and you're playing the track in the background all the time, clearly,
absolutely.
When you're doing that. By the way, Michelle Cahill, a listener, has been in touch. I presume Michelle is from Todd Mordern.
I pronounced it wrong.
Yeah, I think that's now, I'm looking at it on the
Mordern.
Screen in front of me. Todd Mordern.
Oh,
or Todd
my
Mordern.
Apologies.
Oh, it's gone. Michelle Cahill. So Michelle is batting for the Todd Mordern pronunciation team. Stars from you on this album, Kelly Anborn.
I absolutely love this record. I found it so inspiring. One of the best of the year. I gave it 4.5.
4.5? Yeah. And what are you saying here, Eamon?
I would go 4. And incidentally, a weird bit of trivia about Todd Mordern. Apparently, he's got the highest number of UFO sightings in the UK.
I thought you were going to say the highest number of suicides. Judging by the lyrics.
Well, it's a bit dark, but I thought you were going to say the highest number of mispronunciations of the title. So what did we get there? How many stars did we get?
Four and a half.
And what did you say, Eamon?
Four.
From you, okay.
Yeah.
Right, let us move on then, because Kellyanne has her glittery jacket on, which was clearly for those first two dance albums. I don't know if Groove Armada... we haven't heard from Groove Armada for 10 years, Kellyanne?
Well, 10 years they haven't performed as a live band.
All right.
So their last studio album was back in 2010. It was called Black Light. And they took about a break from touring as a live band because they said that back during that period they were fed up with the EDM scene at the time and being shoved into that bracket when they really didn't fit. So they kind of went underground. They were still DJing and doing other things but not performing as a live band. And so this is their first studio album in 10 years. It's their eighth studio album.
All right. And the opening track, which made me think, we're in for another big dance number here. It's called Get Out on the Dance Floor.
Yeah.
But don't be running out, because when you get there, you'll have to slow down. Okay, I'll have to come out of Get Out on the Dance Floor. Yeah, I certainly found that a little bit downbeat. Maybe that's in comparison to the other two albums, Eamon Sweeney. But it features Nick Littlemore, who is one of many collaborators on this album, actually.
Yeah, totally. From Empire of the Sun, who've been very successful in their own right. I don't like his vocal at all that we just heard. I think it just sounds like he's trying to channel James Murphy of LCD Sound System. And to me, it's a weak pastiche. And it doesn't.
Didn't do it for you. And other collaborators that are on there as well, James Alexander Bright and Todd Edwards is in there as well, isn't he?
Yeah, Todd Edwards. So Todd Edwards is an American garage and house DJ who probably is most well known for his work with Daft Punk. And he's on a track called Lover For Now that samples a classic disco tune from 1985 called Faces by Cleo. It's one of the highlights on the album. I think that record, actually, Lover For Now, featuring Todd Edwards. I love that track.
You're in disagreement once again on this one, it has to be said. Triumphant Return.
I had a feeling that would happen.
Yeah, Triumphant Return is what you're saying, Kellyanne?
I loved it, yeah, because they've stated that a lot of the record was influenced by what they were listening to whilst they were on tour, which was a lot of yacht rock and soul. So Michael McDonald, Doobie Brothers, Steely Dan, that kind of thing. And you hear that throughout the record. So if you're looking for big dance numbers like I See You Baby and all the rest of it, that's not there.
And that means how many stars for you?
I gave it 4.
Four, so you were happy on this one.
Yeah.
Not a Triumphant Return. What was it for you, Eamon?
I think it'd be generous to give it a 1. I think it's really, rancid. Like Bad Sting, Seal, Prince. The yacht thing, like that rock's fine if you're Fleetwood Mac, but it's more REO Speedwagon.
Okay.
horrible.
I'll give the last line of your notes, though, so that you, because you won't say
it.
Disappointing and rather pointless comeback was what Eamon had to say. So a difference of opinion for sure on Groove Armada and Roisin Murphy, Roisin Machine and Edge of the Horizon, and Accord on Working Men's Club and their self-titled debut album. That is our lot on this Friday evening.